Hello and welcome to this broadcast from Sri Chaitanya Sarasvati Math here in Navadvip, India. Today we have on the telephone line Shripad Yudhamanya Prabhu Seva Vikram, who's telephoning us from China, where he's rendering special service by the request of Srila Bhaktisunda Govinda Dev Goswami Maharaj and pleasing him greatly by being there presenting Krishna consciousness in the country with the largest population in the whole world, well over 1 billion people. We do apologize in advance for the quality of the phone line and for the interference, but we hope that you will bear with us. Yudhamanya Prabhu, my Dandavat Pranam to your good self. Please tell us what you would like to present to us today from China.
Well, I just really appreciate this opportunity to speak to you over the telephone here from Chengdu, China. And with me I have two students who have helped and done so much service the year that I've been here in China, and they're very anxious to have this opportunity to speak with the devotee from China.
Who do you have with you there?
I've got one student, name is Daisy. She's a junior at the university majoring in English, and the other student is Felix, who's a postgraduate student majoring in computer science. Daisy, I'll talk about her first. She does the majority of the cooking and the planning and the buying for every Vyas Puja celebration or Appearance Day celebration that we've held here in China. And she's a real dynamo, does everything. Felix does all the handyman work, all the cleanup work, and assists me in every detail of planning. And he's always available for service. So both of these students are here wanting to speak. I'll first turn the phone over to Daisy.
Daisy, please tell us a little bit about yourself.
Oh, I'm 20 years old and, majoring in English.
And have you been living in China all of your life?
Yes.
Have you ever visited any countries outside of China?
No, up to now, no.
Please tell us, in China, are people generally quite religious by nature?
China has 5,000-year-old history, and throughout our history, many religions have come and gone. Nowadays, Taoism and Buddhism are our two main religions. But because we are opening up, we are interested in many kinds of religions.
And do you have access there to teachings from India, such as the book, the Bhagavad Gita?
Yeah, I'm personally looking at reading the book. And I really think it's a wonderful book.
Okay, thank you. And I understand that Felix is there with you. Please, can we ask Felix, how many people there roughly in China are vegetarian?
Not very many people.
And are there vegetarian restaurants there?
One or two in Chengdu.
Okay, and do people understand generally about karma, about action and reaction?
I'm David. I like to talk about something about this topic. First of all, karma is a part of knowledge of Buddhism. Almost everyone believes in karma, and secondly, karma is also a kind of this scientific phenomenon. Everything has the action and reaction. If we do, definitely we have to suffer the result. And if we have to pay the price. On the other hand, if we do a good activity, we get a good reaction. And finally, for myself, I really like the logic behind the law of karma. I'm sure everybody knows about the knowledge about karma, knows about the action and reaction. But unfortunately, they don't practice what they preach.
And do you feel that the people there understand that there is a life which continues after we leave the body, after death?
Yes, I do.
And that is a common belief?
Yeah, most people think like that. I can divide the world into, two parts. One of it is this, material, and another part of it is the spiritual. Especially the spiritual life, spiritual world. And Ronnie thinks that, you know, it's based on the consciousness can alive forever. So there is no end of the consciousness.
And now in your own case, after meeting with Yudhamani Prabhu there, you've come to hear about Krishna consciousness and about the teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and of the Srimad Bhagavad Gita, etc. So how have you been able to accommodate this with your previous background?
In my sophomore year, I met a foreign teacher, who introduced me to the Hare Krishna religion. And also for myself, I read some books about Krishna religion and the philosophy in it, which helped me a lot. To tell you the truth, I really think of, especially from some books about the Krishna religion, the knowledge in the book and the consciousness philosophy is really wonderful. That's really from my heart to tell you this.
And what has particularly attracted you to this?
I think it's really the high level of the philosophy, the high level of the consciousness. That is the main thing. And, it's the consciousness, the philosophy about the Krishna religion is really unbelievable.
And do many people do meditation and yoga in the society there?
Yes. People want to investigate the religions and the culture and the cultures outside of China, and especially the young people. They really like to know what's happening overseas. And for the yoga, people are increasingly doing it for exercise and meditation.
Do you chant Hare Krishna?
Yes.
And how do you feel by chanting Hare Krishna?
I feel happy and very, especially inside of my heart, it's really cheerful and very peaceful and very peaceful.
And what do your friends think about this?
Oh, so many of my friends know about the Hare Krishna, and they can chant Hare Krishna, especially when we have some parties, and everybody in the party will chant Hare Krishna.
This is very happy news. And do you have any message for the people around the world who are listening today?
We are having the Olympic Games in 2008, and we are all excited about all the people who are visiting our free country. I want to give a big welcome to everyone. And for the people in China, I mean for the Chinese people, I could like to say, chant Hare Krishna and be happy.
Interestingly, we have devotees listening all the way from Alaska, in so many countries of the world, right the way through to New Zealand. So they'll be very interested to hear these comments of yours.
Okay, I really hope someday I can get the opportunity to meet the devotees. Yeah, all of the world. I really hope so.
Daisy, thank you very much for speaking with us today. It's been very kind of you.
Okay, me too.
Could you please pass us back to Yudhamani Prabhu?
Okay, Prabhu. And Felix would like to say a few things also, if he could just make a statement.
Hello.
Yes, hello, Felix. Please go ahead.
Okay. Yes, my major is computer science, and I'm a postgraduate student, and John told me many things about Krishna. Yeah, and I think what the Krishna attracted me is the power of Krishna. And Krishna represents everything in the physical world and in the spiritual world. Krishna exists every time and every place. What Krishna comes to the human being world for is to make the world peaceful, more harmony, and make all people happy. That's what I understand about the Krishna.
Felix, thank you very much. It's wonderful to hear about the inspiration that you're feeling there.
Thank you. I'm flattered to talk with you.
It's our pleasure.
It's my pleasure too.
Mananda Prabhu.
Yes, Yudhamanya Prabhu.
I just wanted to add this one thing. You know, both these students happened to have spoken with Srila Govinda Maharaj personally before he went on his tour to Venezuela and Mexico, and Daisy sang to him the Panchatattva mantra and the Hare Krishna mantra, which he seemed extremely pleased about. And Felix also spoke with him, because I wanted them to have the opportunity to speak directly to a pure devotee of Krishna, but to speak of being our Gurudev, our spiritual master. So they both got that opportunity to speak with him over the telephone here in Chengdu.
Yes, this is like one of these marvels of technology that Mahaprabhu has allowed to happen, that we can talk to each other even over great distances and completely different cultures.
Yes, because for the students especially, it is practically impossible to leave China. It's very difficult to get a visa to go anywhere in the world. Unlike America, where, you know, we just get a passport, get our visa, get the ticket and go. Here in China, the students cannot move so freely outside the country.
But in all corners of the world, everybody can now connect through service.
Yes, yes. That's the beauty of Krishna consciousness, of course, because all communication and all service is heart to heart. And we just feel so fortunate to get this opportunity to talk to people.
And we can remind everybody listening, too, that Yudhamanya Prabhu, he himself is there doing service by being in China. He's sacrificing his time in America to be there by the wish of Srila Bhaktisandha Govindadev Goswami Maharaj, and clearly making Srila Gurudev very happy through this.
Thanks for those sweet words, Mahananda Prabhu, but I sure wish I could do more, and I hope that someday that more students will take up the mission, keep it going here in China. I believe it will. Srila Govinda Maharaj told me that it will happen. As a matter of fact, he told me that the students chanting Hare Krishna are already initiated into the movement of Mahaprabhu, already considered initiated.
And that is being empowered by his presence in this world.
Yes. Everything being done by his mercy.
Yudhamanya Prabhu, thank you very much indeed for giving us all the opportunity to hear from yourself and also from the two newcomers to Krishna consciousness there in China.
Mahananda Prabhu, I really appreciate you giving the students the chance to speak. Neither one of them actually want to say goodbye to you. They really consider this an unbelievable opportunity for them. I really mean it. They really love this opportunity to talk with the devotees throughout the world.